How did this affect on your music?
Like a version.
Well, I've just been sitting home listening to music.
Found a tune out of riff, you know.
Like a version.
On Triple J.
Right down the words off the internet.
No. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Like a version. On Triple J.
And a fluffy cotton wool cloud of loveliness has hovered over Australia this morning because from Sweden, first aid kit are here, Clara and Johanna Söderberg. How are you guys going?
We're great.
Yes.
In good shape.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's really fitting that you're here today, actually, because we have a current affairs show on Triple J called Hack, and all this week they're doing a whole lot of stories about family. It's family mm-hmm. week, and you guys are sisters.
We are.
Yes.
And your dad does your sound. Is that right? He's your sound engineer?
That's true.
Okay, what's it like being in a band of sisters, you guys?
Good.
It's,
sometimes painful.
What's the hardest thing?
The hardest thing. I tend to be too honest because I forget that we're actually like doing a business thing, that we're like mm-hmm. working, and I say stuff that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Right. Too. Okay. And what's the best thing?
Just that we can be very honest with each other. So
yeah, we trust each other. We know each other.
You obviously grew up making music together. Do you remember the first song you ever kind of learnt as a duo?
Another song, a cover?
Yeah.
Or our own song?
I don't know, whichever. Like, do you remember being like 7 years old and kind of...
No. We started much later.
Yeah, I mean, we've always been singing together, but we started making music and playing instruments and stuff when we were about 13.
Right.
Well, I was 13.
I was 15.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Clara, is it true that you wanted to be a stand-up comedian when you were young?
No, that's not true.
So this stage banter stuff that Australia's been hearing on your shows, are there a lot of lies in there?
No, there's not. No,
because I heard reports.
It's more of a joke because I think I just do a lot of bad jokes on stage, so I just joke and say that I want to be a stand-up comedian.
Okay. Johanna, how do you feel when Clara makes bad jokes on stage?
I give her the look of disapproval.
Yes, and, play the song. Tells me.
All right, well, you guys are going to do a cover up after 8 o'clock, but right now we're going to hear one of your tunes. Mm-hmm. This would be off The Big Black and Blue.
The Big Black and Blue, yes.
The record, which came out earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. What song are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song called Hard Believer.
Beautiful. On Triple J. Take it away. First Aid Kit.
Thank you.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. First aid kit on Triple J. Johanna, Clara, and also Dale on the drum set. That was magnificent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really, really beautiful stuff. Anything you want to say about that song, Hard Believer?
It's a song that was written while I was having long discussions with a very religious friend of mine. Just kind of wrote this song to him just to show him another point of view. Yeah.
Fantastic. Really beautiful. Love the crescendo in that as well. Just before that chorus is really nice. You guys are going to stick around. You're going to play a cover for us after the news. Can you give us a clue of what you'll be covering?
It's a song by a woman. She likes to wear masks.
Okay,
well, hide her identity. Yeah.
That is a good clue. All right. After the news, First Aid Kit going to be doing a cover for you as part of Like a Version on Triple J this morning. Right now, it's 8 o'clock.
How did this affect on your music?
Like a version.
Well, I've just been sitting home listening to music.
Found a tune out of riff, you know.
Like a version.
On Triple J.
Right down the words off the internet.
No.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Like a version. On Triple J.
In this morning, Swedish duo First Aid Kit. I've got Johanna, Clara, and we've also got special guest Dale on the drums as well. Can I tell you guys the only thing I know how to say in Swedish?
Of course. Okay.
The only trouble with it is, I used to live with a Swedish girl called Sofia, and she taught this to me. The only trouble is it's a slightly cheesy pickup line, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, hey, Sjärtnors.
Hi, sweetie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, do people say that? Is that...
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you're going to be if you do that. I don't know.
It's not going to be...
Doesn't it? Apparently, it mean, literally, though, it means, hey, sweet nose.
It does.
Yes.
Does it refer to the nose specifically, or...?
Not no. Really. No, it's just a term.
All right. You are here, of course, to do Like a Version. You just did an amazing version of Hard Believer, your own tune, before the news. You are going to cover something by a Swedish artist as well. Mm-hmm. Tell us, what are you going to go for?
We're going to do a song by Fever Ray, who's been very important to us.
AKA Karen from The Knife, right?
Exactly. Yes. And she helped us release our first EP on her label, so this is kind of like a
tribute to her. Yeah. And yeah, she's been very inspirational as a person and as a musician. So.
Actually, on Triple J, we play a lot of Swedish artists as well as Fever Ray. We've played some of her music. People like Mike Snow, Adrian Lux, I don't know if you know, and we love Jens Lekman. Jens Lekman did a great Like a Version a couple of years ago. Any Swedish bands you like that you think we should know about?
Tallest Man on Earth.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I've heard of Tallest Man on Earth.
Yeah, good. He's brilliant.
You're just Tiny.
Tiny, I'm writing these down.
There's
Anna Turnheim. I don't know how you pronounce
that. Well, anything you reckon it is about Sweden that produces such kind of, I don't know, incredibly powerful music?
No.
Okay. We have no idea. But I take that as a compliment, but I can't really. I mean, I guess we kind of inspire each other, just like for us at least, knowing that there are a lot of other Swedish musicians who have, you know, have international careers or whatever. It just gave us the idea that maybe we could do it ourselves.
You were actually, and you were helped out by Fever Ray.
Uh-huh. Yes, we were.
Fantastic. All right, let's get into the cover then for Like a Version this morning on Triple J from Sweden, First Aid Kit, and you're doing Fever Ray, When I Grow Up.
Uh-huh. That's what I'll do. Throw
absolutely incredible on Triple J this morning. First Aid Kit from Sweden covering Fever Ray, When I Grow Up. Beautiful.
Thank you.
So beautiful. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Tuck.
Now I can say something that's not sleazy. Is that thank you?
Yes.
Tuck. All right. Tuck. First Aid Kit. Thank you very much. You guys have a couple of shows in Brisbane this weekend, tonight and also tomorrow night, both of those at the Spiegel Tent as part of the Brisbane Festival. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
You're on Triple J.
Like this.
Triple J.